First, let's take a look at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel checks foreign trade results for 2019.
Kenneth Lesotho arrives in Cuba.
Mexico says OAS must clarify audit for October elections in Bolivia.
Greece closes Turkey border to prevent refugees from crossing.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel presided over the 2019 review of the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, MINSEX, over the weekend. At the meeting, it was noted that during the previous year, actions were taken to facilitate and simplify the approval process of new businesses with the Ministry of Foreign Investment. In 2019, economic trade and cooperation relations were consolidated with a group of prioritized countries. At the same time, links with other nations were strengthened, focused on the promotion of business opportunities here in Cuba and the diversification of goods and services. On the other hand, the ministry's trade policy focused in 2019 on diversifying the origins of imports, the destination of Cuban exports, and the inclusion of new items in the international market.
The King of Lesotho, His Majesty Letzi III, arrived in Cuba Saturday afternoon for an official visit aimed at strengthening bilateral ties and advancing their economic and commercial component. At Havana's José Martí International Airport, Deputy Foreign Minister Anayansi Rodríguez welcomed His Majesty. Cuba and the Kingdom of Lesotho have had diplomatic relations for 41 years. The Southern African nation has expressed its support to the Cuban people in the fight against the blockade imposed by the United States. Within the framework of the existing agreements, a Cuban medical brigade is providing services in Lesotho, and young people from that country study at the Latin American School of Medicine, an institution that Morag will visit next Tuesday. This is the third visit to Cuba by His Majesty Letzi III, who has reigned in Lesotho since 1997. The monarch previously visited the Caribbean island in October 2007 and November 2011.
Mexico will demand the Organization of American States, the OAS, clarify and explain the deficiencies in its report, in which it affirmed the existence of alleged irregularities during the elections of Bolivia in October 2019. The action follows a report revealed by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, which states that there is no statistical evidence of electoral fraud. Earlier, researchers John Curiel and Jack R. Williams from MIT published an investigation in the Washington Post explaining that there is no statistical support to justify the claims made by the current de facto government about electoral fraud. Statistics were the central basis in the report presented by the OAS, which claimed fraud. Bolivia described its October elections as fraudulent. Our investigation found no reason to suspect fraud, they said in the study conducted by the two investigators. The spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Mexico, Roberto Velasco, said, "From our perspective, given the results of the study, which call into question the analysis of the Organization of American States and what was expressed by its Secretary General Luis Almagro, the organization must clarify and explain the deficiencies in its report that were announced by these two investigators." Given this, Mexico's mission at the OAS will formally request that a third party conduct a comparison of the two reports and clarify the discrepancies between them.
Greece has announced that it has prevented some 7,000 people from entering the country across the border with Turkey. According to Greek officials, the people who are on the Greco-Turkish border near Evros do not come from Idlib, a Syrian province where the presence of Al-Qaeda has fueled an armed conflict. On Saturday morning, however, Turkish President Recep Tayyip claimed that 18,000 people had crossed their borders as a result of the war actions that took place in Idlib. For this part, Petsas said the Greek government will do whatever it takes to safeguard its territory and protect European borders.
And you tune to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's go back over now to our news with Elena Valverde and Susana Nieves.
The National Oral Vivalent Polio Vaccination Campaign began its first stage on Monday, and it will last until Saturday, March the 7th. The second phase is scheduled from April 27th to May 2nd, coinciding with the 18th Vaccination Week of the Americas. The campaign has taken place for 59 consecutive years. It dates back to 1963. Since then, Cuba has remained polio-free. The vaccination drive will immunize a total of 461,994 children in two stages, with two doses of the bivalent oral polio vaccine, or reactivate them with one treatment. According to Prensa Latina News Agency, after the week in which each stage is carried out, there will be a recovery period for those who were not able to receive the medicine on the scheduled dates.
The director of Guatemala's integral healthcare system, Ricardo Calderón, described the work of Cuba's medical brigade as admirable, with 21 years of continuous efforts in remote parts of the country. Speaking at the review of the results of the collaboration during 2019, the public official expressed his gratitude and admiration for the work carried out by Cuban health specialists, which he said they do with transparency. Arnaldo Bringes Aragon, an advisor to the Deputy Minister of Primary Health Care, also praised the Cuban Brigade. He said that the presence of the more than 400 Cuban collaborators distributed in 16 of the country's 22 departments has become permanent and very necessary. Since the beginning of the Integral Health Program, the figures show the impact of uninterrupted assistance that has saved more than 332,000 lives and helped more than 218,000 low-income people out of blindness as part of the Operation Miracle Program, which began in 2015, free of charge, and has four ophthalmology centers.
Tens of thousands of people gathered over the weekend in Perpignan, France, to demonstrate their support for the independence of Catalonia and to demand the release of Catalan political prisoners. One of the protagonists of this impressive rally was Catalonia's former president, Charles Puigdemont, who has been in exile for the past 10 years. "We will not stop, and they will not stop us. We do not have to wait for better times, because they are already here." And he added, "The Catalan Republic is a majority objective within Catalan society." Besides summoning his compatriots to prepare for the final struggle to achieve independence, Puigdemont, who leads the Council for the Republic, emphasized the need to keep the spirit of the 2017 pro-independence referendum and create a network of grassroots organizations to achieve their common goals. Referring to the Catalan independence referendum, which was held on October 1, 2017, Camin recalled that the vast majority of his countrymen and women voted for the right to self-determination and warned that their decision must be respected. "No one has given up. After so many years of exile and jail, we are stronger than ever," he said.
Bolivian de facto president Jeanine Añez is under public scrutiny these days after releasing her presidential candidacy through a video that many consider full of sexist stereotypes. In the video, she represented Bolivia as an abandoned house, which she and her people rebuilt. Besides the twisted and fake representation of her administration, Añez has been the target of criticism for replicating socially assigned heteronormative roles. She's in charge of cleaning a fantasy house in ruins, sorting furniture, and straightening the paintings with the help of a group of women, while men deal with the supposed structural problems. "We had to put the house in order," recites meanwhile Añez, who will participate in the next elections with an Evo Morales outlawed after the coup of November 2019. The Movement Towards Socialism candidate Luis Arce was the first candidate to oppose the video. It devalues women, the economy's accused. It expresses what the candidate is, machismo, her belief that women only serve to clean house and change the linens.
A U.S. federal appeals court in San Francisco has blocked a Trump administration policy that has forced tens of thousands of migrants to wait in Mexico for months for hearings in U.S. immigration courts. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel found the plaintiffs were likely to succeed in their argument that the program violated U.S. immigration law and international treaty obligations on the treatment of asylum seekers. The program, which began a year ago and is called the Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP, is one of the most dramatic immigration policy changes enacted by the Trump administration. The U.S. Department of Justice did not immediately respond to a request for comments, but the administration is likely to quickly appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court, as it has done with other rulings. Some 59,000 people have been sent back to Mexico under the program, which started in San Diego before being expanded to other ports of entry all across the U.S.-Mexico border. It was not immediately clear what would happen to people already in the program.
Amnesty International has described Latin America in its 2019 annual report as a region where citizens were attacked for protesting and defending human and environmental rights, with governments often using measures in flagrant disregard for their obligations under domestic and international law. The text depicts the regional scenario marked by states' inability to channel people's discontent and demands for their rights. Instead, they resorted to repression and excessive use of force, including intentional lethal force. The Human Rights Organization also condemned the U.S. government's aggressive stances against migrants and asylum seekers. They called Donald Trump's asylum ban, issued in July, a death sentence for people seeking safety, especially for children fleeing situations of violence in Central America. Under the Trump administration's migration policy, tens of thousands of asylum seekers have been forced back to Mexico to wait out their cases in the U.S. Hundreds of Salvadorians and Hondurans have been sent to Guatemala to apply for asylum there instead, despite warnings from riot groups who say the Central American country is not equipped to handle asylum seekers.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel checks foreign trade results for 2019.
King of Lesotho arrives in Cuba.
Mexico says OAS must clarify audit for October elections in Bolivia.
Greece closes Turkey border to prevent refugees from crossing.